Well, so Scott has said a lot of what I wanted to talk about, which is great. Maybe I'll just take a different twist on it and actually show what we've been doing in Segway at Middlebury. So we developed Segway, which we're calling a collaborative knowledge system. It's really a general purpose content management system. And I want to stress the point that we want to make things general purpose and as much as possible avoid specializing our features. And I'll get into why we do that later, maybe. Segway, here's the project page here, describes a little bit about the system. It's pretty fully documented there. Let's see. All right, so let me jump into. So where are we today? With something like this, I think, most of our web applications are what I might call integrated stacks. We have wikis and blogs and learning management systems, e-portfolios, digital asset management systems, and institutional repositories. And they each have their own authentication and authorization, their own user tables. Some of them do link out to administrative systems. That can be a costly affair, but you can get some of them to talk to your campus systems. But all of them kind of store their content in their own repositories, and they don't really talk to each other all that well. And they all do similar things. You know, we have wikis and blogs. Wikis are great because they allow you to version content and allow people to collaborate. Blogs are great because of this idea of micro content. LMSs are really good at, well, course management. E-portfolios allow you to develop individual repositories. Digital asset management systems are great for collecting metadata on your objects and searching through them. And institutional repositories offer a way of archiving and a nice workflow around archiving. Again, these systems don't talk very well to each other, so I think we need to move to what we've been trying to do at Middlebury anyway, is move to this idea of a service-oriented architecture, an application framework, and this is what we're developing. It's called Harmony, and it's a service-oriented architecture written in PHP, and it includes implementations of all the Open Knowledge Initiative open service interface definitions. Things like authentication, authorization, repository management. So the idea is that we hope that sometime in the future these big stacks are going to get shorter and we can have wiki kind of functionality which will sort of pull services from the application framework for authentication so you don't have to have its own separate user database, but you can connect it to your administrative system through service-oriented architecture, which provides access to these kinds of common services that all your applications will need. And I like to think that all of this stuff, wikis, blogs, your research and courses, are really kind of content management. And these things like portfolios kind of cross the line between what we call content and assets. We have content management systems, and we have digital asset management systems. What is the difference between these, really? I would contend that basically they all deal with content, with the exception of an asset management system will then add metadata to that content. And I would posit this idea of a publication continuum. On the far end, you have very highly evolving publications, wikis and blogs, things that are changing a lot and continuing to develop and evolve. And as you get more towards research and courses, the pace of evolution may slow down a little bit until you get to portfolios where you're taking stuff that you developed over the years and showcasing them, which you begin to add metadata to things, and you come over to this end of the continuum here where things evolve less and start to settle down, you begin to add more metadata until you get to this kind of archiving end and collections. And hopefully we can move to a point where we can do all these things in this kind of seamless continuum. And the content for all these things could be stored in multiple repositories. I don't think we're going to have the Uber repository that's going to keep everything we need. I think more likely than not we're going to have multiple repositories. And we need our systems to be able to talk to these different repositories. And I think a combination of the service-oriented architecture and these standards for systems interoperability are going to help us do that. So you can have one system that may be accessing many different repositories. I think key to this is really the idea of a version micro-content. Really, all of these systems have this idea of micro-content, content granules on a page, and we need to get away from the idea of files and folders or web pages, because more and more of our web applications consist of many different entries on a single page. And then that entry can be surrounded by all sorts of different configuration options. You want to add a title. I'm calling it a content granule. It's a bit of micro-content. It has a title. You might want to give it tags. You might want to open it up so other people can access and do things. That you can have various people be able to access the content, edit that content, delete that content. You might want people to be able to discuss that content, and you might want to add metadata, formal metadata to that content. And you might want to arrange that hierarchically, as you can see over here. So what we're trying to do is build a system that will support the generation of content granules with various configuration options, the ability to append a discussion, the ability to add metadata, and then within that system to take all that and aggregate it in various ways. So all the stuff that's given a certain tag can be aggregated together in a tag aggregation list. And you might want to have people evaluate your content, so you throw in a rating UI would be another option you could add to your content granule, which would allow your users to go ahead and rate that. These are all the different pieces that seem to be emerging with Web 2.0 that may be useful in certain areas and maybe not. You want to sort of have the option to include tagging, to include discussion, to include rating in any given content granule, and then take those content granules and arrange them hierarchically or associatively through your tags. We've also been struggling with how to come up with sort of an optimal layout for all of this material, and I don't think there is one layout that's going to work. We'd like to make customizable interfaces. Some people might want a simple page with single content blocks. Other people might want to have a left navigation with additional content blocks or top-level navigation with content blocks inside. There's all sorts of different kinds of layouts and ways you want to organize your content that we want the system to be able to generate for you, depending on what you want to do. So we want to create a system that has a very flexible organization that allows you to organize the content in whatever way you want, as opposed to giving you these kinds of places to put your syllabus or a place to put your discussion or your Dropbox, but lets you organize it in various ways. Here's one example of a site for biology. You can see they have a number of categories. Each of these have subcategories. These are the categories that are useful for this. This is the organization that's useful for this kind of site. But English site might have a completely different organization. We don't want to impose one particular way of doing things. We want to give our faculty the ability to choose the way they organize their content and let them add hierarchical arrangement of sections and pages in this particular version here. We have course information, which has a number of pages. We have schedules of readings. We have a blog that's built into the system. Different blog posts come in here. And the great thing about this is it's integrated with our authentication systems so that students log in and they get access. The faculty themselves can define very precisely who can do what. They can let students actually edit the site themselves, add the blog posts themselves, or just participate in discussions. The idea that we're trying to get towards is let the users have control over what they can do with the site. RSS, very integral, I think, to a lot of these new technologies. Every single page we have in our systems has an RSS link to it. to it that you can plug in an RSS reader or include in another page. This particular site actually has a number of RSS feeds, a delicious feed. There we have a feed from another Segway site in there and a feed from Google News. So we begin to move away from our sites as places where we manage content to sites where there are an aggregation of content from a variety of different sources. We have built in the ability to customize the UI somewhat so that you can change the look and feel of it and add your own headers and footers and add your own ways of organizing the content in the site. So aggregation is the last piece I'd like to just show you. This is a tool we have for aggregating the content across all of our sites. It's pointing at Segway, but conceivably you could point it at any content management system. These are all the tags that are used across the system. This is a listing of the totals in the repository. There have been 2,000 sites, or 2,400 sites created, 73,000 posts. It gives you a tag cloud view of everything that's been done in the site, as well as a dashboard view of recently edited sites. So this is all the stuff that's happening right now in the repository across all the sites at Middlebury, all the core sites. And actually some of them aren't just core sites, some of them might be e-portfolios, some of them might be department sites. Some of these people here are faculty, some of them are students. This basically just gives you a quick dashboard view of who's doing what on the system in terms of editing sites and in terms of recent discussions of across all the sites. This is what people are talking about recently. And there's all sorts of possibilities with this. We could include a link to the RSS feeds to any one of these particular views here. You might be able to mark it, rate it. There's all sorts of possibilities. But it's the idea, I guess, of aggregating content from different sources into one place.